Good morning. From KQED Radio News, this is Quest, a weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. I'm Andrea Kissick. California has made no secret of its ambitions to reduce consumption of fossil fuels. But at what cost? Amy Standen reports on one of the lesser-hyped sources of renewable energy out there, deep under the surface of the earth.
About 75 miles north of San Francisco, past Calistoga, there's a mountainous landscape known as the Geysers. Most of it is owned by Calpine, a San Jose-based energy company. John Farrison works here as an engineer.
There's no hint whatsoever that there's a geothermal reservoir underneath all of this land in this rugged terrain. It's amazing.
It's also extremely rare. This is the largest tapped geothermal field in the world. About 2 miles beneath the wheels of our SUV, an underground lake is heated up by magma or molten rock from the center of the earth, like a pot on a stove. It's a geological quirk. If that magma made its way up to the surface, this would be a volcano. Instead, it forces a steady flow of steam up through cracks in the earth. Ferrison points to a cluster of small, bubbling puddles just off the side of the road. The whole area stinks of sulfur.
What we're seeing here is steam and gases leaking out of the reservoir from, miles below, finding a path to the surface, and then heating up groundwater. I don't have a thermometer, but I'm guessing it's at boiling right there.
Nowhere else on Earth is a single source of steam put to so much use. There are 22 power plants at the Geysers, 19 of them run by Calpine. More energy comes out of these hills than all the windmills and commercial solar panels in the state combined. Calpine's deep wells suck steam up from 2 miles deep under the cap rock. Despite thick insulation, the pipes are hot to the touch.
Right now the valves are open, steam's coming up through these valves, it turns the corner at this T, and then follows the pipeline snaking over the terrain off to the power plant in the distance.
Inside the power plant, there's a network of steel turbines. They look like the gears on a 10-speed bike, just bigger.
Can we turn this?
No, we can't. It's too heavy. You'll pull a muscle.
The turbines each weigh 38,000 pounds, and as they spin, they generate electricity.
It's hard to imagine steam pushing something this heavy and spinning it 3,600 revolutions per minute, but that's what happens inside of the turbine.
Next, the steam is cooled into water, which cascades down a 3-story cooling tower. That quick collapse of steam into water creates a vacuum, which sucks up more steam behind it, generating more electricity. Finally, the water is pumped back deep into the earth, and the whole cycle begins again. Geothermal energy creates almost no greenhouse gases. It's been tapped worldwide for a century, famously produces about a quarter of all the electricity in Iceland. But it's far from perfect. Much of the water evaporates in the process, so over time it's possible to deplete the underground reservoir. But Calpine has found a solution to that problem. Farrison points to another set of pipes, painted green and running alongside the road.
This is a water injection pipeline. It's going to carry water from Santa Rosa down to one of our injection wells in the northwest part of our field.
Once upon a time, Santa Rosa was desperate to get rid of its wastewater. Now, it sends about half of it, some 4 billion gallons a year, to the Geysers. That's a 45-mile trip from the city up to the mountains and then deep underground to replenish the groundwater reservoir.
So people in Santa Rosa are taking a shower and the water that goes down the drain will eventually be piped 2 miles deep into the earth.
That's right.
Calpine is spending at least $200 million both to build more water injection wells and to expand operations here at the Geysers. That investment would have been unthinkable a decade ago, back when California was happily dependent on fossil fuels.
Most of those costs are on the front end, the capital investment.
John Giesman is with the California Energy Commission, a state agency that plans to invest $6 million in new geothermal projects. Giesman says that if geothermal and other renewable energy projects look expensive, that's just because we've been doing the math wrong.
There's effectively no fuel cost and a relatively small operating cost. In the case of natural gas, which is what most of our investment in the last couple of decades has been, most of the cost is the fuel cost. To the extent that we've been myopically focused on the front end, we've gravitated to a reliance on natural gas that, if you took a longer perspective, wouldn't make any sense at all.
There are more geothermal wells to be tapped in California, but many are in places like this. Beautiful, isolated landscapes where many people aren't going to want to see new power plants, roads, or transmission lines. So, how far are we willing to go for renewable energy? That's just one of the difficult choices that Californians will soon face. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
See our Flickr page on the geysers and read more about geothermal energy at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Videz Family Foundation.